Here's something that should make every founder thinking about exit stop and pay attention. The 2026 M&A market is heating up. Bain reports global exit value jumped 43% year over year. Morgan Stanley calls 2026 a resurgence year. And yet, in the same breath, every advisory firm is publishing the same warning. Owner-dependent businesses are selling at steep discounts. I'm Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media. And today on the Pod Bros Playbook, we're talking about the owner dependency discount. It's the gap between what your business should be worth and what a buyer will actually pay, because too much of your strategic value is locked inside your head. The numbers are brutal. A small founder-operated business with high client concentration sells at 3 to 4 times EBITDA. The same business with diversified clients, recurring revenue, and a documented founder voice can command 5 to 7 times. We're talking about millions of dollars in delta on the same cash flow, same revenue, same margins, different multiple. Because the buyer is solving for risk, and in 2026, the founder is the risk. Here's what's actually happening in diligence rooms right now. When a buyer evaluates a founder-led business, they are not just pulling tax returns. They're Googling you. They're pulling up your LinkedIn. They're searching for a podcast or a YouTube channel. They're asking, who is this person? What does she think? And is her thinking transferable? Because if your strategic point of view lives only inside your head, that thinking walks out the door the day you do. The earnout becomes longer. The multiple drops. The deal structure shifts from cash at close to performance contingent, all because the buyer has no evidence the company can think without you. So, what does the founder who exits at a premium look like in 2026? Two things every single time. First, she has built a recorded body of work, a podcast, a YouTube channel, a regular essay series, something that demonstrates how she thinks about her market, her clients, her industry. Not generic thought leadership, specific frameworks, repeated patterns, a point of view her team can articulate because they have heard her say it 40 times. Second, that body of work is woven into how the company operates. New hires onboard with the podcast. Sales reps reference episodes and deals. Clients hear her thinking before the first call. The founder's expertise has been systematized, documented, made portable. When a buyer walks into diligence and finds 2 years of episodes covering the founder's strategic thinking, three things happen. The owner dependency discount shrinks because the intellectual property is documented. The earnout shortens because the transition risk is materially lower. And the multiple expands because the company looks like a platform, not a single operator selling a service. I work with founders here in Scottsdale, Arizona, who are 3 to 5 years from exit. And the pattern is consistent. The ones who started recording 2 years ago are heading into 2026 with a different story to tell. Their content shows up in the data room. It shows up in buyer interviews. The founder is not just the operator anymore. She is also the brand, and the brand has equity. The ones who waited, who said they would start recording when things slowed down, are now scrambling. You cannot manufacture 2 years of authentic founder voice in 90 days. Buyers know the difference between a body of work and a sprint. If you're a founder listening to this and you're thinking, this is interesting, but I'm not selling for years. Here's the thing. The same systems that solve the owner dependency discount also solve every other problem in your business right now. Recruiting, sales, pricing power, client retention. A founder who shows up on a recorded platform every week is easier to hire for, easier to sell for, and easier to charge a premium for. The exit version of this conversation is just the loudest version. The same logic plays in your business this quarter, and the next, and the one after that. At Pod Bros Media in Scottsdale, Phoenix, Arizona, this is exactly what we build for founders. Not a hobby podcast, not a vanity project. A weekly content system that captures your strategic thinking, distributes it across the platforms buyers actually research, and turns your voice into a documented asset on the balance sheet. You show up to our studio at 7575 East Osborne Road. You talk for an hour. We turn that hour into a podcast episode, a blog article, social clips, and a system your team can run alongside you. If you're 3 to 5 years from a potential exit, Or if you just want a founder voice that compounds whether you ever sell or not, head to podbrosmedia.com/free session. We'll talk about your business, your timeline, and whether a branded podcast belongs in your strategy this quarter. One more thing before we close. The founders who command premium multiples in 2026 are not louder than their peers. They are more documented. The recorded voice is the asset. The body of work is the moat. Start now, and you'll have something real to point to when the buyer asks who you are. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook.